This is TWiT.
Last week, you took a tour of Samsung. Tell us about what it was like.
Well, let's be clear. There's many Samsung offices here in South Korea, considering this is a company that's incredibly diffuse. And here domestically, it includes selling insurance, having a big shipping company, trading, financial services. And so we actually visited the Gangnam office in Sochodong, which is part of Gangnam, the big area that has been made famous by Gangnam Style. And
I liked your tweet about that. You said that you were there and there wasn't as much style as you were even promised, right?
They don't have their own style, I don't feel. But anyway, so they actually have a much larger sort of future museum where they're predicting, and they're doing a lot more R&D in a different part of South Korea. But here in the capital city of Seoul, they have several towers in the Gangnam district. And we visited with a team there and got to see the showroom. And in fact, they have kind of a gift shop where you can buy a lot of Samsung devices. And so it was actually great. Saw a lot of the new SUHD TVs that they debuted at CES earlier this year, as well as, of course, the Galaxy 6 phones. And so Samsung's obviously, this is a critical moment for the company, especially with their quarterly earnings dropping in the mobile division last quarter. So there's going to be a lot to watch here as these phones come off pre-order and get in the hands of consumers.
Right. You said it's not available there yet. I mean, I just heard Leo ordered his and he's supposed to get it tomorrow. But, you know, we've seen lots of reviews. It's certainly out in the hands of reviewers. So at this point, in terms of Samsung's mobile division, what's their real competition? Is there more coming from the Chinese smartphone makers, or is there real competition at this point, Apple?
We actually asked them about that, and Samsung is in this unfortunate position, right, of competing at the top of the market against Apple, which was really resurgent in the last quarter, and competing at the bottom of the market against Xiaomi and these other Chinese phone makers that are offering phones at a much lower price. And so Samsung kind of has to pick its position and how it's going to compete. Officials there that we spoke to actually said that their real focus is on emerging markets, which indicates that they're going to be competing. It seems as if they're feeling more heat at the bottom of the market against Xiaomi and other Chinese phone makers, especially because that's where the population is. That's where they're going to need to expand in order to grow. And so it'll be really interesting to see how well new phones that are arguably kind of upmarket and are more expensive to purchase will do when competing against the upstart Chinese phone makers.
Right. I mean, of course, there's, you know, Xiaomi is the big upstart. There was a Wall Street Journal piece today that was really interesting. They have this very unconventional way of attracting customers. They were saying that that Xiaomi will invite a lot of like middle class fans to VIP parties at clubs, and that's how they're growing their population. And as you say, like those are the people they want. They want the most people in the developing markets. So are Samsung and Apple seen as elitist in Korea? Is that the feeling that you're getting?
Well, certainly not in Korea. I mean, we have to remember here in Korea itself, Samsung's major competitor is still Apple. I mean, among sort of, I guess, upper class Koreans, Apple does very well, and the iPhone did very well here, even in Samsung's own backyard. And so, you know, this company is kind of almost akin to being institutionalized here in Korea. It's 20% of the Korean stock market and 4% of the country's GDP. 20% of all Korean exports are Samsung or related to Samsung. And so I don't get a sense that Samsung is a company that is seen as, you know, out of reach for average consumers, but it certainly is a force. And so how these phones will do here, especially as the release is, you know, has global attention, is going to be really interesting to watch in the next few weeks.